we go into the word, let's bow down to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your presence that fills the atmosphere. Our shield and our buckler, our defender, we honor you. My Father and my God, as I come this afternoon to share your word, I come to thank you for this privilege, Lord, to be called to share from your word. I humble myself, Lord. I duck under covering of my self spiritual appearance. That, Lord, you hide me, Lord, in the cleft of the rock. Lord God, that same rock, Lord God, that will lead us throughout this service unto the promised land of your purpose for this ministration today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for mercy and grace to redeem your time, not to say things that are unnecessary. That's what goes forth. You go forth in power, in accuracy, in clarity, in simplicity, in the comfort and love of the Holy Spirit, causing our wills become more humble, causing our minds to further enlightened by the revelation knowledge of Christ's life, and our emotions to further controlled by the power of the Spirit. I'm asking, Lord, that you enable me to speak as an oracle of God, Lord, to break yokes, to cause needs to be met. Glory to go to the name of Jesus Christ and blessings unto all the sons of men. I was further answered by your mercy and your grace as I minister the word. I ask for mercy to be faithful, Lord God, as I bring your word today, able to redeem time, not to say things that are necessary. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word I believe God has for me today, it's a spin-off from what Pastor shared, you know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, talking about hastening the day and the hour. And as I was preparing, you know, God started talking to me along those same lines. And I remember what Joseph said when he saw Pharaoh. He said, the dream is one. And because it has been doubled unto you, from what I have been sharing to you, it is certain. And it will also come to pass shortly. The title of my message this afternoon is The Pillar and the Ground of Truth. Let's say it together. The Pillar and the Ground of Truth. Let's open our Bibles. We've got 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, just give all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. Are we there? So here Paul was talking to Timothy. We're going to look at it from a different point of view today. Are you following me? What did he say? He says that, but if I tarry long, let's say, but if I tarry long, that what? Thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is what? The church of a living God and the pillar and the ground of truth. So here we see the definition of the house of God. He calls it the pillar and the ground of truth. It is not your house. It is not my house. It is God's house. So you cannot behave anyhow. Turn to your neighbor and say, behave yourself. You had better behave yourself. Because this temple that you are in, individually and collectively, is God's house. It is not your house. So as you can see here, say if I tarry long. For Paul to have said this, that means that there is a problem that can occur if it tarries. So what happens when we tarry? The Bible talked about it in the book of Matthew 25 verse 5. I'll just mention it and move on. Paul was saying, if I tarry long. Paul here represents the apostolic and prophetic ministry that God is bringing this end time to the church. But if I tarry long, say, I want you to behave yourself. Don't just misbehave. You know, those when we're very young, maybe our parents traveled, you know, daddy and mommy and at home. You turn the entire house upside down. You know, you use crayon to write on the wall, everything in total mess. Why? Because daddy and mommy are not around. But if daddy and mommy are around, everybody behaves themselves. You dare not misbehave. The Bible says that in the days when there was no king in Israel, every man did that which was right in his sight. Judges chapter 20, the last chapter of Judges 21, the last verse, 25 or so. So in the days when there was no king, when daddy and mommy were not around, everybody did that which was right in his sight. Say, if I tarry long, know how you ought to behave yourselves. Well, God is telling the church today that we need to know how to behave ourselves. So, the Bible says, I mentioned in Matthew chapter 25, verse 5, it says that, and the bridegroom tarried. So, when the bridegroom tarried, what happened? All the virgins, the 10, they slept off. That means the bridegroom would not tarry or was in their midst, they would not have slept off or slept spiritually. Dream is one. The bridegroom we are talking about here is not, we are not talking about his return for us at the rapture. We are talking about when he's returning in us, manifesting in the fullness of Christ that we taught about, the manifestation of sons of God. We're not talking about the rapture. We said they all tired and slept. Something else happens when the Lord rises. Bible also says, if the vision should tarry, says, wait for it. Let's open our Bible. We go Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Very, very important. The bridegroom has tarried. The vision too has tarried. So everybody's just misbehaving. Lord will have mercy on the church. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. What does it say? Say, for the vision is yet for what? An appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. And I shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Though it tarry, wait for it. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come and it will not tarry. The pastor was preaching the other day. That is, this thing is running towards its fulfillment. He said, though it tarry, wait for it. He didn't say sleep spiritually. He didn't say misbehave. He said, wait. The Bible said, my waiting, I waited upon the Lord. It's not passive waiting, it is active waiting, as we'll see as we continue. The Bible also gives another example. I'll mention it, I'll move on. About Moses, Exodus 32, verse 1. It's a type of Paul here also. Apostle Kune was sharing so beautifully with us. After, you know, he forsook everything for that glory. So he went to the mountain. Of course, when he came back, he said, Sean. So because the Bible says that Moses delayed his coming, same thing, tarried. Let me ask you a question. If Moses went to the mountain and he doesn't come back on time, whose fault is it? Is it Moses or God? You better now say God. Yes. So you know what happened? The Bible says, what does it say? It says, and when the people they saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. All this perfection. You've been on the mountain since. It's not a physical mountain, it's a spiritual mountain of prayer, where they get the commandments. So we don't know what is going on. They misbehave. You know that story. The Bible says that they strip themselves naked. You know, it says they sat down. Let's just mention it. It's sad. You know, it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We just read it. You know, it says that, what does it say? And when? No. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Neither ye be idolaters. Neither be ye. Further down, please. Let's double up, please. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, verse 7, I'm sorry. He said, neither ye be ye idolaters. That means covetousness. We've been taught very well, so we don't have to open their Colossians. As we are what? Some of them, not all, just two of them. And Moses, we're not idolaters. Can you imagine? As it is written, the people did what? Sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. When I was reading, I remembered in those days when we used to go for parties. You know, the guys would go and make punch. They will, there are some that you will be drinking it, then you feel seeds in your mouth. What kind of seed is this? I said, Moses is this, what's his name? Aaron. What is he saying? Call me more. It is, how can you go in the wilderness and then you eat? Then what kind of drink? Is it not water you're supposed to drink that will make you eat, stand up, strip yourself naked, and begin to dance? What is say, Goma? Yeah, so like it's Pastor Kule was saying, only what is ye? Yes, how can you drink water and you sit down and eat and then remove your mouth? Said that don't have time. They said they rose up and they were dancing naked. Spiritually, it's happening in the church today. Book of Revelation says, thou art wretched, miserable, and naked. So Satan is just laughing at the body of Christ. Are you following me? So, what happens when people, Lord tarries? You see, when he tarries, it's one of the reasons why he tarries, that so everybody can get their acts together. Perhaps this long suffering of God is supposed to lead us to repentance. So that's why I said the book of Hebrews says that, therefore cast not away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. It's in 1 Corinthians 10. No, so not confident. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Put there on the double. It says, cast, they have 10. Hebrews chapter, yes. Say, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath a great recompense of all. Same thing that Habakkuk was saying. Habakkuk was talking about the vision. Paul now takes that vision and explains it. You see, as we read on, it now lets us know that it's not a physical vision. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ manifesting in his glory, fullness in his church. So say, cast not away therefore your confidence. That confidence that you have of manifesting the glory in this body. I follow him, which outward a great recompense of reward. As spirit, I'll mention next verse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give you praise. For ye have what need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You see, when you are growing under covering, that need of patience that Pastor Kuno was teaching us comes from your oversight. That's what makes you stay under. That you might receive the promise. Next verse. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For yet what? A little while. Say a little while. Yet a little while. And he that shall come. Say, he that shall come. And will not tarry. It's going to come. It's going to come not in perfection and fullness and will manifest his glory. You better believe it. I said something some yesterday. I said, God will never say what he cannot do. There's something that God cannot do. Let us assume there is something that God cannot do. He will keep quiet. Jesus went to the castle. Why? Because people are going to there's a generation that is arising. I follow me? That will exercise their faith to get everything God has said. So if they exercise their faith, God will not have any excuse not to back it and bring it to pass. So if there's nothing he cannot do, he will not say it. So don't you tarry. What does he say? Wait for it. You see, what happens is anytime that you cast away your confidence, you end up casting off restraint. It's because that confidence is the anchor that takes you within the veil. So when you remove that anchor, you have to be anchored on something, either you like it or not. So once that anchor is no more there within the veil, which is the perfection and the fullness of Christ, you end up casting off restraints. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, put it in NIV. 29 verse 18. It says that where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Is it there on the board? It says, where there is no revelation, it's not vision. King James says vision. Let's go. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. And when you cast away your confidence and you cast off restraint, you know what will end up? The law will now take his own decision. Like he told Paul, said, lest I be a castaway. So we need to be very careful, even though the vision has started. But we need to wait for it. Like Pastor said, we need to hasten that day and the hour. Praise the Lord. So Aaron led the people astray. We know that story. I don't need to have time to go there. But Aaron here is a type of the priesthood that is changing. His Bible says he cannot bring anything to perfection. That he can never complete anything. That's why he could not lead them to the promised land. So it's been changed from Aaronic priesthood to the Melchizedek priesthood. Are you following me? So it is very important. So you see a state in the church described in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 29. It says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Say, them that tarry long are the wine. So they must have been drinking wine in the wilderness. And they carried all the way from Egypt as they were coming. In fact, when they came back out of Egypt, if you read properly, I don't have time to turn there. When Moses said, bring the gold. He told them, the boys were wearing earrings, and your sons, let your sons bring their earrings. Go and read it. Uncle Yeri said it. But said, bring it. That's not why God gave you that gold. It's to build them a tabernacle. So what are we saying? Are we there? It says, Proverbs 23:29, I'll just talk about it. It says, who has woe? Who has sorrows? Who has reddened of eyes? Them that tarry long are the wine. Paul said, if I tarry long, know how to believe yourselves in the house of God, which is the church of God, the pillar and ground of truth. So say them that tarry, go to seek mixed wine. Mixed there is Babylon. Babylon mixed. Babylon means mixed. A babel of voices. Next verse. Next verse. You know, in those days, God forgive me, when you are drunk and you have misbehaved, you can imagine, I'm using it to depict and show a picture of a church. When you have misbehaved and gone to the party, some of us will drink so much, we'll vomit. Then you are going on like this. Ah, say, oh, Shayona bastard. Ah. Then you start seeing all kinds of stupid, silly dances on the dance floor. You see, the same way you are laughing is the same way Satan was laughing at the devil. Because the people of God were made drunk by Aaron. So they strip themselves naked. So let's keep moving on. It says, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself. Alright, next verse. As at last what it will bite like a serpent, that's the satanic nature, and it will sting like another. Next verse. Thine eyes shall behold strange women. Let's leave that one aside. And thine heart shall utter perverse things. Next verse, please. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of a sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. Next verse. He said, they have stricken me, shalt thou see, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. No, when will I awake and I was sick yet again? I thank God I'm born again. You see, in those days, after you are drunk and you get to the house, they will tell us that the cure for an hangover is another bottle of beer. So the first thing when you wake up, you go back, let's go and drink. You say, when will I awake and yet sick it again? But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. That people like me and you can stand there. It's a privilege. So what I want to get to here is, what does it say? It says that the next verse. It says that, next verse. It says that be not, no, there's a place that it talks about it. It said that who has babblings, who has contentions. So you can see, yes, let me just talk about, you know what it says? Talking about the Babylonian spirit in the church. Are you following me? It said what is the root of contention? Pride. There's so much pride in the church. Contention, title banding, people seeking titles, had to do anything to get those titles. And Jude says there are clouds without water. Twice there, people that have titles without the anointing, so they go and pick what? The anointing oil, the shadow. I think we can use the anointing oil to substitute the real anointing. So what are we saying? That is the sorry state of the church. So, what has this led to? What are we saying? It's a very sad story. As I continue, I'm trusting God that God will help me to paint a picture of the state of our nation. Always remember, the church, you and I, we're supposed to be the pillar and the what? Ground of truth. Put that at the back of your mind. So what are we facing? That the church says that, Matthew says that, the church is supposed to be the salt of the earth. He said, if the church has lost its savor, it is no more good than to be thrown in our own feet. He said, you are the light of the world. He said, take it that your light does not become darkness. So if the church is supposed to be salt and light, or like in Amplified, in 1 Timothy chapter 3:15 says, it says the support and the prop for truth. So what has happened in the nations of the world? Truth has fallen in the streets. No support. The pillar and the ground of truth. So what we are seeing in the nation today is a consequence of no pillar, or like the Apostle Paul said, those that seem to be pillars. Pillars in the Bible speaks about the apostolic ministry. When I was talking about Peter, he said, when I was Cephas and all these, he said, they seem to be like pillars. He said, added nothing to me. So you have men of God today that seem to be like pillars. So because they're occupying the post, are you following me? And they do not have the unction to uphold truth, truth has fallen in the streets. And the foundations have been destroyed. Let's have Bible to put a scripture behind it. Isaiah 59 verse 14. You see, so what you see in the world today, people, all kinds of uprisings, you know, somebody, I'm amazed, somebody kidnapped somebody, and you are talking about, you are tweeting that they should allow him to go. Truth has fallen in the street, oh. Somebody does something bad, I follow up, you can't talk again. I'll be there. He says, what does it say? And judgment is turned away backward. Why? You see now. And justice standard afar off. Why? For means because. Truth is falling in the street and equity cannot enter. The next verse. Yeah, truth faileth. And he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it and he displeased him. And there was no judgment. Why? So the problem you see in the nations of the world, in the nation of Nigeria, is not the people in Abuja. It's because those that seem to be pillars. That's also support the pillar and the ground of truth. But say support the prop. You know when you see this Nepal pose on the way, there's what you call support. Say stay. They pull that the pillar in the Nepal pole, the electrical pole doesn't fall. But truth is falling. So the problem is not in the world. The problem is inside the church. I follow me. Say the pillar. Another version says and the foundation of truth. Paul says if the foundations be destroyed, what shall we do? Is it the apostles that laid the foundation? I said, what's Pastor Peter? I have laid the foundation. Let every man take it how he please. So if the truth is falling in the street, that means there are no true apostles. As at now. Or let me say they are still in the minority. Are you following me? So what are we going to do? I mentioned it at no point. It's Psalm that talks about, it says, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? The foundation has been destroyed. Are you following me? So truth has fallen. There's no pillar to uphold truth again. So you see the situation that we have in nations of the world. What is truth? What is reality? Those guys defined it, said, thy word, O Lord, is to say, sanctify them by your truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. Say, thy word, Lord, is truth. You see, everything we do, that's how God ordained it. For every human being, every nation. Because it's by that same word that everything was made. I say, you oppose all things by the word of his power. So, for truth to fall in the streets. So, there is nothing upholding it again. So, all the things you see in the world going on, it's got truth has fallen in the street. Thy word, O Lord, says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word, everything that you do, your business, I don't care what you do, how you govern a nation, it must be based on truth, the word of God, this Bible. Anything else is a lie. So, what are we saying? Truth has fallen in the street. I give an example. Romans chapter 1 is very common. Why am I giving it? We all know. So we can know the problem. And know where God is going to start from. To solve the problem. Not from the world. It's coming back to the church. I will get there later. Don't let me jump ahead of myself. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. Amplify. Romans chapter 1 verse 18. Thank you Holy Spirit. Thank you Lord Jesus. I'm grateful. It says, for God's holy wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. You mean you can make the word of God inoperative? Yes. When you don't submit to it. Verse, now give us an example. So when you see these funny guys, let me read it, because of time, 25, please. Thank you. Let's do it together. You see, you must stand for truth. Oh. You must stand for truth. Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So be it. Next verse. Look at the condition. Truth has fallen in the streets because there is no state to hold it. For this reason, God gave them up over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions. For their women did what? Exchange their natural function as a natural and abnormal one. LGBT. Folks, don't let's play games around. Though. You know why? This thing is coming home. In our nation, it's coming home. Decrees have been issued. And we sit down there. Like Chamberlain, peace in our time. There can be no peace unless there is a war. But the spiritual war that we start from within the church. Next verse. And the men also turned from natural relations which women. Look, it's making it clear. Don't let someone come and tell you that there is one something in the DNA. That is Satan. Don't exchange the truth of God for a lie. It's clear. He said the thorn, that's how the nations were set ablaze, burning out, can you imagine? Consumed with lust for one another. Men committing shameful acts with men and suffering of their own bodies and personalities. The inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution. It's clear. Homosexuality is not of God. We don't hate them. We pray for them and trust God to save them. But we don't say it is okay. We don't lower the standard and begin to say, okay, allow them to. I have a right. What right do you have outside the word of God? The other day, I saw one picture of one. They said, some men boys, I can't remember. They had the picture. They saw so and so wives. They stood to take a picture. They at the end, this is it, king of Ireland or whatever. It's gay. So a man stood there. Oh, you are tea. In fact, my friend laughed for me. Mole. Bah! Oh, no, drew by. Oh, no, she by. Righteous indignation. Righteous indignation. I don't hate the man. But that act is evil. Yeah. And if you don't speak against it, before you know it, they will corner you. They're already doing it. That's why the church in America, they can't talk. But the problem is not the people outside, because there is those that see me, they look like pillars. So you see, it is not the person in the church. It's because when they don't do what God told them to do, then it takes the spiritual power, apostolic anointing to uphold truth. The power, spiritual power, that you pray in the morning, but they rule in the midst of enemies. The kind of mind of people. So when you pray in the morning, you get to your workplace. Nobody will dare misbehave. Not because you are holding a cane that will beat you. No, they just behave themselves. They will just sober down. So can you imagine the level of prayer of a church? We are praying for the wrong things. So there is no rod of strength stretched out of Zion. So everybody is just doing whatever they like in their sight. And the other point is, Romans said, the old creation life is in bondage to corruption. So the entire world is under corruption. That force of iniquity is holding them back. Thank God for Pastor Kune's message. He said, by mercy and truth, this iniquity is purged. Some people have not learned to walk in truth and tap into the mercy of God from the air. So iniquity keeps on abounding. Love of many are waxing cold. So the same thing as the scripture I just mentioned, the pastor has told about over the years in Psalm 144, verses 11 to 14. It says that, what does it say? It says that, read me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and the right hand is the right hand of falsehood. Next verse. That our sons, you see, this is the will of God. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the cement of the palace. Next verse. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, and our sheep may bring forth 1,000 and 10,000 in our streets. But it is not half because two that fall in the streets. There's no standard. That our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, there be no complaining in our streets. You want to be as no complaining in Nigeria? There's no complaining in America? Both you and Gentile are complaining. You don't have an answer. But our God will serve as an answer. And that answer is going to come from you and I. Praise the Lord. So that's point number one. Truth is falling in the street. Because why? The church has refused to be the pillar and the ground of support of truth. The second point I have is this. Satan has not taken advantage of this situation. You know what he's doing? I put it down here. I say, Satan is now seeking to use the evil decrees to thwart the purpose of God. Talking about the manifestation of sons of God, just like Haman sought to destroy the Jews, because there is no truth, no standard. So he has only one game plan. Bible says he knows that his time is very short. The Bible says, Bible is telling the church, said, yet a little while, he that shall come will come. So Satan has read that scripture. He said, it is a little while. Bible now tells in Revelation, said he knows that his time is short. So he's throwing out every arsenal, ruling in the minds of people to make evil decrees. So that, what is the essence of the Bible decree? I won't go there, just be like Haman. He moved upon Haman to try and kill the Jews. If he had killed the Jews, there would not be any manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's supposed to come out from those that leave that place and go back. Hope you have destroyed the seed. God bring the end. He tried the same thing under Nebuchadnezzar. When they had a dream and they said they should go and do this, he said they should kill them. But you see, I discovered something. Don't have time to tell the story. You don't have to turn there. God turned the situation around through Mordecai and Esther. But refer to a story that the Lord opened my eyes to in Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. There is an image that has been set before this generation. It is not the image of the Son of God. What does it say? Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold. It looks divine, but it is not. Whose height was what? 60. That's number 4, the holy place, Pentecost. And the breadth thereof was 6 cubits. That's God's number for man. And set it up in the plain of Dura. Go and check Dura. It means generation. In the province of Babylon. So what are we saying, my brethren? Man has used the Pentecostal anointing to set up a golden image before this generation, which is not the image of the Son of God. It's called idolatry. And he gave a command, said, everybody go and be bowing to that idol. Desolation. It's happened already. So what are we saying? When Nebuchadnezzar did this thing, Israelites were bowing. Before he got to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were bowing. It was after they were bowing, probably those that went to report were part of the Jews that were bowing. But said that brother will hate brother, they will betray each other. So he went to go and tell Nebuchadnezzar, there's a group of guys here, they're not bowing though. Aha. So you know what's in Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. I'll just say, Nebuchadnezzar called them. Said, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It is true, you're not bowing. If you bow, what is it? He says, he told them I should bow. He said that, if one of us said, worship me, I have made, well, but if you worship not, if one of us give them, so to speak, is a false way of escape that one to get out. You know, it like, okay, before I deal with you, let me give you a way of escape. Many Christians will have taken that way. At least, maybe God should have been removed from his mind. God was still allowing them. So he said, you hear the sound of the cornet music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, it shall be cast in that iron to midst of burning fiery furnace. Ah, was a mistake. In our Koja here, he now said, who is that God? Ah, yes, who did it? Ah, Holy Spirit did it. Ah, but you are one, Ejoku, I take it easy. Yeah, so am I lying? When they misbehave in Israel, what did God say? He said, Moses, let me consume them. Moses, am I doing this? You a created being. Who is God? Okay. On about talk of mine. So he made a mistake. God kept quiet. He said, let's. He now made a mistake. He said, he set up a fiery furnace and he heat it up 7 times. He made a mistake. Part of our destiny, the Bible says he has chosen us in the furnace of affliction. He did not know. I don't care what you are going through, my brethren. You see, once you decide not to bow, no one stand does, it will increase the affliction. Say, many are the affliction. So it will attack your finances, it will attack your health. Why? So I will try and bow. But folks don't bow. So you know what he did? He increased it 7 times. He forgot that 7 is God's number for completion. If you had made it 6, maybe they would have died. There's no man that can go into the fire will not die. So they bound them hand and foot. And they threw them inside the fire. In fact, the Bible says in Daniel 3:20, it said he commanded the most mighty men in his kingdom. So he bound them hand and foot and they threw them inside the fire. Bible says, out of the furnace, he has chosen us out of the furnace of affliction. We are going to go into that furnace. Oh. If you don't go into that furnace, that means you are bowed. Because it's those that did not bow that will go to the furnace. And the Bible makes it clear that he has chosen us in the furnace of affliction. If you don't go to the fire, you can't be chosen. That's why you don't understand what is going on. This, the attack on this kind of ministry. It will attack the health, attack the finances. Then you are wondering if you don't understand. Ah, but God, I'm doing the right thing. How come what is going on? No. Count it all joy when you find that verse, knowing this is a time of heroic experience. Let person be perfect. I'm entire wanting nothing. I don't want to be too fast. Have you forgotten what the prophet said? He said, a prophet is laboring for you. Fervently, that you may stand complete and perfect. So as they throw in the fire, you kindle your own fire as you are going in of the spirit. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Say, I shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So they carry you hand and foot and they are taking you inside. Just be tonguing. Say, never cook from a sucker book. There's a fire that will swallow a fire. What are you telling me? When Nebuchadnezzar, no, he told them to throw them inside. But nobody told him to stand up. He was the only person that saw that, you know. He said, what is this that I see? God gave me a vision. Only there is someone like the Son of Man. Revelation says, whose eyes is like a flame of fire. He said, he saw those boys. They were walking on. So that affliction is supposed to set you free from the grave clothes that they used to bind you. They're walking in. Immediately he came inside. He said, bring them out. He said, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The servants of the Most High God. What did he do? He changed that decree. So if you don't go through this affliction, like Pastor has taught us, you need both word and spirit. I'm not saying go and suffer unnecessarily. Don't make the mistake. Are you following me? There cannot be the manifestation of sons of God. That's why it's going to choose us. Say, many are, don't be afraid. Many are the afflictions of righteous. But the Lord died from them all. How can you go for classes, students, and you don't want to do an exam? Are you doing an exam or do a test? To all those tongues, washing of feet, everything. It's got to be tested. You think I can just do it? It's not authoritative practical that you do it in the morning, then at the end of the day, God will put the glory on you. No! No! It was Peter that said something. I can't even say. He said, if you are suffering, he said that, that means that the Spirit of glory is on you. He said, if you, I can't remember, just flash my mind. He said, count it not a strange thing or be fiery trial. And about to try you. He said, but what you need to understand, the inside information is this, that the Spirit of glory rests upon you. So what are we saying? Help me, Holy Spirit. He changed the decree. But he would not have changed that decree if those guys had bowed. God was relying to only of four people. Peter, and Abednego. Daniel was not mentioned, but there were four in that place. Those are the four carpenters. Those four carpenters, when you merge them together, you find them in Christ Jesus. He was a carpenter. They're going to Freddy Hans in Nigeria. They are the four that carry the ark. When you put them together, it's not just Christ, it was a carpenter. So, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? We are facing a situation that we don't have an answer to. Only by we are aku, by we are aku. If you don't go to the furnace, you're going to die one day. Why don't you just search your to earlier and then go inside and then trust God to bring you out? And you're not coming out alone. Four of you are coming out. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 10 verses 1 to 3 amplified. That is the only way I'm going to change this evil decree in the world. Legalizing gay. I can't imagine me go to the male toilet and a woman enter saying he's a boy. All on that is a genius, but born again. What nonsense. Isaiah 10. Say, woe to those judges who issue unrighteous decrees and to the magistrates who keep causing unjust and oppressive decisions to be recorded. It's going on in our nation. Go and read the news. I don't need to mention it. Next verse. To turn aside the needy from justice and to make plunder of the rightful claims of the poor of my people, that widows may be their spoil and that they may make the fatherless their prey. Next verse. What does it say? It says, God was saying, and what will you do in the day of visitation, day of vengeance, where then now, of God's wrath? Remember Romans 1? The wrath of God is revealed against all righteousness, and the desolation which shall come from afar. To whom will you flee for help? And where will you deposit for safekeeping your wealth? And with whom will you leave your glory? All the money you are, they are making decrees so they can siphon the funds in the nation. God is saying, you don't understand. We are already in a day of visitation. So where do you want to keep that wealth? Take it to this bank. Put it in your socket. Put it in the tank with no pipe that goes there. We'll do ridiculous things. God said, where are you going to keep it? Where do you want to keep in your visitation? He said, it's righteousness that delivers from death. Where cannot deliver you? Back and tell them. So, what are we saying? I just mentioned Isaiah 26:9. He said, in the night time, he said that I will wait on you. He said, when thy judgments are in the world, then the world will... You see, there are two judgments coming, starting from... He wanted the church, but Paul is going to start from a church. He says that, for now judgment shall begin from the house of God. But not the house of God. When God finishes the house cleansing, he's not going to deal with the world. That's why he said in Isaiah, he said, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world shall do what? Learn righteousness. That righteousness, that should have refused to walk in, denying their conscience, they will learn. Say, so he raised up Moses, he said, Joseph, to teach thee to bind their kings and teach their senators wisdom. They will learn it too. So, what are we saying? As I begin to quietly round up, it says that, I said, it's the day of vengeance of our God. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 2. And Jesus Christ quoted that scripture in the book of Luke. He skipped the latter part. He said, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God and to comfort all that are mourning in Zion. Now when Jesus Christ announced his ministry, he skipped that last verse, the day of vengeance of our God. So who is going to fulfill that? It is you and I. It is body. Isaiah 59 verse 17. 59 verse 17. What is it? For he put on, that's the old armor of God, righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance. Remember, don't think about this as Jesus alone. Or why will we omit this in Luke? God doesn't make mistakes. The day of vengeance is already in that day, and it's going to be his people that will execute that vengeance as an act of love. Don't think about yourself. You're not killing people around for God's sake. No. I say, vengeance is my, said the Lord. I will repay. But see, he's going to give you the money. So you go and pay. Oh yeah. $30 of vengeance. Yeah. Oh yes, we're not going to close this age. We're not going to close this. To understand that. I don't know why you want to continue living like this. And you find all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I don't want to talk about them. It's not important. Some of them are femo maybe. There are those that they call themselves kinky. Some people now, their own is too. Ah, God. Their own is that they will be having kinky publicly. Lots of God. Eshuburo. He said that is wicked. He has always sought to strip man of his glory. To try and, look at your image. He can't get to God, so he's attacking the human race. What kinds of perversion? Okay. Alright, so it's a day of vengeance. Isaiah 59 verse 17. Help me, Holy Spirit. What does it say? For he put on righteousness as a blessed spirit, an element of salvation, and garments of vengeance ready for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. The Lord of all of us shall perform the next verse. According to their deeds, accordingly will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay the nations, the islands of the world, the isles, continents. Thank you so much. To his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. Next verse. So shall they what? Fear the name of the Lord from the west and to his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in, he's in already. Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him, a standard of truth. God is going to raise it up. Next verse. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and to them that turn from transgression in Jacob, said the Lord. Next verse. So this is my covenant with you. We know that what covenant is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, I believe. Writing law upon your heart. And he said something. He said, this covenant, he said, this word I speak shall be upon your seed, and your seed seed unto the world, and for forever. So what is God telling us here? You see, this move is about to start. Have our pastor preach what he preached, excuse me, Lord Jesus, that we hasten the day and the hour. Once it starts, it's not going to end until we break rule and disciple nations, then the end shall come. How do I know? We are talking about pillars here. God, next thing going to do is, in this day of vengeance, is going to change the leadership. I mentioned it. He's going to remove those that seem to be pillars. These so-called men of God that are bastardizing the gospel. He's going to remove them. Isaiah 22:25. He said, in that day I will make Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. You know, he said, I will clothe him with the robe of his father. I put the glory of his father. He said, I will hang all the vessels. You know, I don't want, because of time. He said, in that day the Lord of hosts shall, yes, this is the end of what is about to do. In that, if you read the upper part, it talks about him raising up Eliakim, hanging the vessels and everything on him. And they shall hang upon him all the glory. All, say all. All the glory. The same one that Lord Jesus Christ carried. All. Not in a partial measure. The fullness of his father's house. Remember that the father's house is the church of God that we're talking about. The offspring and the issue, all the vessels of small quantity, from vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons. Next verse. And in that same day, said Lord of hosts, shall the nail that is fastened, those that seem to be pillars, in a sure place be removed, and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it. Take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. It's going to come to pass. Because the church of the Lord Jesus has pushed the Lord to a corner. I don't know whether you want to try going to hell for 1 second. He spent 3 days. Maybe you want to just experience it. To know that was a price he paid. So you can't be playing around and be misbehaving. You know how to behave in the house of God. This doesn't apply to us. I believe we are doing our very best. But under covenant, so let's look too sober. But you see, we need to, our own portion is that we need to hasten the time. Songs of Solomon chapter 3 verse 6. Pillars. So he's replacing these pillars, that seem pillars, with pillars of smoke. You see, we have pillars. But the pillars we have don't have smoke. Speaking about the glory of God. So they cannot handle or raise up the truth. So it's replacing them with pillars of smoke. What does it say? Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness? Remember John Baptist on the day of his showing. That day has come. Like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with the powder of the merchant. I don't want to go there. Pastor has taught on myrrh, bitterness. They've gone to the furnace of affliction. They have come out. Pillars of smoke. That talks about the glory. Lighthouse, thank you. So, it's not just demo. That is the only problem, the only solution we have to the situation we are facing in our nation and in the nations of the world. So, when they come out, it's not only them. It speaks about a perfect leadership, with a fully submitted followership, and they will carry the same glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said it, and I made it so clear. John chapter 17. He said, the glory that you have given me, I have given them. It is, I gave them a just more. He said, the same one I gave, not three blood measure, I have given them. So, I said something earlier on. I said that when these pillars of smoke manifest, they are going to be there until we close this age. Once you see, how are you going to know? Pastor Akule was teaching us in the morning. He said, you know the fathers. You're talking about the apostles and prophets, the true ones, not the ones who are seem like. You know about the fruit of great treasure, the fruit of the spirit. Just saying, they, when they, you hear them preach, then they make you a sign and a wonder. I'm a sign to some of my friends who were in Ife. They will say, in fact, there's nobody that God cannot see. You shall. They still keep saying it. So I'm a sign to them and I wonder. For you to become like this, this is your Jesus move. It's very powerful. The last thing they're going to do, that you're going to use to know them, is this smoke. That's the fourth thing. When the three are set, I and the children that God has given us for signs and wonders, you see the fruit of good treasure when they preach. Thank God for Pastor Amon. You see the fruit of patience. I follow me in their lives. And they also look at your own life. No matter of two or three witnesses, let everyone be established. You look at your own life. Your life has changed. Become a sign and a wonder to your parents. Maybe they're not born again. They begin to say, I'm going to change you. Then the final thing, to get the balance, the smoke. You're going to put the glory upon them. That's what I'm waiting for. I've seen 1, 2, 3. Complete. So is that one now? I'm just looking for it. Once the fourth one come, balance. That's it too. Balance. Yes, I mean the glory. There are too many scriptures to turn to, sir. I need to redeem the time. So what I want us to get, I said they're going to finish this thing. They're going to finish this thing. I and the children, those that are under their covering. You know how I know? Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. He said they will no more go out. Why won't they go out? For God's sake, put it there. He said, him that what overcometh, I will make a pillar of smoke in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out until they break rule and disciple the nations, and then they close this. That's why they're not going out. God has, you don't know him, but God has set some. Not this one that is there, has set some. She says again. Say, we must say, has set some. They just stand in that office like the four that stood in Jordan. They're going to close the they stood. Bible said they stood firm in Jordan until all Israel, those that were willing to go, some stayed back and perished in the wilderness. The four of them stood, and everybody crossed over. Said, I will make him a pillar, and he will no more go. It's easy for you to know. I've been in this church now since 1990. Jesus shall remember 1991. I got born again in 1991, yes. And I've been under this ministry, and there has been no shaking. The message has not changed. That's what you see. You're already standing firm. So, oh yeah, begin to cross. Begin to cross. Begin to cross. Begin to cross. Cross, cross. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. They're going to finish this thing, folks. And there are many also outside like that. Not only here, but we have to honor God. Paul says, I need to recognize under the covenant that we are. So we should look unto Abraham, Sarah, the rock from whence you were hewn. Folks, this thing you hear every day is not quick. It's scarce. It's scarce when a man of God can come and tell people that he wants you to give a glorious offering. That those of you that will give 1,000 for the years of spirit on earth, stand there. Those of you that will give 9 naira, stand there. Those of you that keep dollars, stand there. Those of you that will give both, stand in the middle. For every year you have lived. For them to say that in this day we are in. That was saddened me. As Karen started praying, what alone shall the truth has fallen in the streets? And I said, God, but why? This man of God is popular. He's done so many things. I'm not attacking anybody. But I just told what happened to me. Bible says that Jesus is a sign for the abomination of Jerusalem. He said, of whom the reproach was a burden. I began to feel sad. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, there was a time in his life that was like you. We need to be careful, though. Don't say it can't happen to me. That's presumption. You see, God will never put anybody. He said, don't put a novice in. So why do you think? That means he must have metamorphosed, how do you put it? And it's gradually like so. So don't, it's not just starting, no, it's how where you finish. And then you keep Deuteronomy 20, Deuteronomy 17. He said, you write that book. If you don't write that book and you begin to pray, when things change, you will change with it. But won't change. So God said it didn't start like that though. I was standing there, he was crying, fasting, and saying, God, when the revival, then God began to bless him and began to bless him. And you know the thing that happens to many people, I'm not criticizing them out of God, but we need to watch out for this. They go and start doing what God did not tell them to do. And once you start doing what God didn't tell you to do, God will not finance it. So you open a branch. You think God will back it up? They do things that God didn't tell them to do. So they have to keep on sustaining it. Why do men of God do that, for God's sake? Jeroboam is a case study because of insecurity. God gave Jeroboam 10 cities or 10 tribes out of 12. You know what he said? That's why you need to be secure in the love of God. All this competition should stop. He said that, if we don't do something, they will go to Jerusalem to Rehoboam. Did God know before he gave you 10? Did God know that your palace or whatever was not in Jerusalem? So out of insecurity and fear, he set up the golden calf. Exactly what is going on today. People are bowing down. So, what I'm saying, these people, like I said, they will no more go out. They're going to relay the foundations, thus restoring truth in the streets and acting as a stay for truth. I mentioned it. The fourth thing they're going to do is they're going to repair the waste cities. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 12. It says that, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places and shall raise up the foundations of many generations. These foundations have been destroyed. They will raise the Bible says you are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ means they're going to rebuild these foundations. They're already doing it. Many generations, and that shall be called the prayer of the breach. And restore our past dwelling. Isaiah 61 verse 4 puts it this way. It says that rebuild the waste cities. But notice that everybody talk about the spirit of that measure. If you keep reading, it says the spirit of God is upon me. It mentioned this. And I now say this. You can't rebuild the city without the spirit of that measure. Because the waters of your city are bitter. So until Elisha collects, goes across Jordan, picks up a double before he can purify the waters of the city. So this is very important. And when that begins to happen, you see a change in Nigeria. God is counting on you and I. What makes you pray in the scripture for Nigeria? Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Put in amplified. See that our city shall be built with prosperity. You have not seen wealth too. They have stolen some things. They have not stolen anything. There is a glory that excelleth. They've taken money. It's bad. I don't support it. When this glory manifests, and there's a shift, and God moves his people there. There were rich people in Egypt now, before Joseph came on the scene. When he came on the scene, everybody, background. Not their witty inventions. What he says that, cry yet again, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities, Nigeria, shall again do what? Overflow with prosperity. It's a done deal. And what? The Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. There was a time that was wealth in this nation. I was young then. I can remember the Udoji area. Some of you are not born. They just gave money to workers. I come and see people buying cars, buying this. I was primary school. They increased salaries and everything. It's like we are going beyond that those days. There will be no complaining in our streets. You see, once you can change the leadership, starting from a church, and that thing flows out from a temple, and truth once again will stand in our streets, everybody will behave themselves. There will not be kidnapping. Nobody will be stealing. You have enough to sustain. So why are you stealing? I don't justify stealing or misbehaving all over the place. We are going back not just to those days, but it says the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. We are on the way to that place now. That's why Satan is angry and he's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Two people. Now, how do we? That's why the Bible says. I just mentioned Psalm 144. It said, "Happy to be envied is those whose God is the Lord." That is the end point. Right now, we don't see our barns are not filled, our daughters are not our polished stones. I follow me. We don't see that condition. But God is saying that look, when He reads Himself of strange children, those that seem to be pillars, whose writers had a falsehood, that we are going to come to that place in Nigeria. And we are almost there because we're in the day of vengeance. But see, what you and I ought to do as I begin to close is that Pastor Pico and get that message, is to hasten the day and the hour. You know why you have to hasten the day and the hour? A decree has already gone forth to destroy the Jews. So you and I now have to go to our king, like Esther and Mordecai went. By the time you remove Christian religious studies from school, body of Christ, are we sleeping? Why do we have to wait for the enemy to push us to one corner before we start fasting and praying? Can't you see what is happening in the land? Everybody is docile. I want to go and carry a placard and fight. You fight on your knees. You come for intercessory prayer, begin to pray for Nigeria. Look at the decree. Don't mention anybody's name, just pray in the spirit. He knows what to do. Like I Job says, somebody said in the night, he will do. I can't remember. Imagine that with that hand, he will remove them. Job 34. Don't have 12 times. So, how do we solve this problem? Let's say, guys, we're going to use the blood, the word, and the spirit to hasten the day and the hour. How do we do that? By watching and praying. Pastor taught beautifully the other time. We watch and pray. Two ways we pray. Battle prayer, praying all types of prayer in the spirit, extended prayer. Then you now begin to, course of the day, pray frequently. You begin to top up. Make it top up. Like you're using your phone, you leave the house with a fully charged battery. And then you come out, it's gone down. You begin to plug it again. Had there been a body or body, you know, say, you begin to wash your feet after Pastor Todd cut us. Do you know that that's what it says in Isaiah 28? It said, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It said, with stammering lips and another tongue, when they speak to this, but yet they will not hear. So as you, the service finishes, before you go and I want to go and greet Pastor Andrew. Between now and there, here I little lay from us. Pastor Andrew, thank God for the song of me, the quality to you. Praise God. You know, okay, before I go now, here I little, say here I little, there I little. With stammering lips and another tongue, will you speak to this? But that's tongues. Just begin to say here I little, there I little. Pockets of time here, pockets of time here, pockets. So begin to top up, begin to top up. So that level begins to rise and rise and rise and rise. So that's what we're talking about. Frequent praying in tongues. Then coupled with fasting and praying and leading a faster life. So when we keep on doing that, surely and very surely, the glory of God will manifest. It will first of all descend upon the pillars that will no more go out. What will not? God just spoke to me. Do you know why they will not go out? Because if they will go out, God will not give them. Like Pentecost. Up and down, up and down. Moses, they won't go out. That means God has seen this one. It's permanent. Anointing. It's permanent. Jesus Christ came on the scene. He didn't get it the first day when he got to that place. And he announced in the temple. God said, this one will no more go out. Oh yeah, the Spirit of God rest upon our Jordan. Are you following me? So, we do that. And then finally, how do we do it? Let me explain it as God put it to me. I said, we use the blood, the word, and the Spirit. We're going to use that blood, word, and spirit, like Pastor. So that is the weapon. No, there's no other weapon. No anointing now. We do this one. You're going to use that to clean with the blood, load with water, fire by the spirit. First John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 in relationship to truth. What does it say? It says that if you say that we have no sin, the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. Can you see? Say if you say we have no sin, truth is not in us. I'm talking about truth here that's following the streets. Are you following me? But if you confess our sins, that's just the blood. So the blood is a vital part in restoring truth in our streets. The next thing is the word of God. I mentioned like John chapter 17, verse 17. It says, sanctify them by their truth, thy truth, thy word is truth. So say the word. The final weapon is the Spirit of God. So when the Spirit of truth is come, it will guide you into all truth. So you have the blood, you have the word. I have the spirit and use that to restore truth back in the streets. So anytime you are good, you are a carrier of truth. Yourself, you become truth. So you are walking, carrying truth around. So truth is no more falling in the street. As you keep on doing what we said we should do. And this scripture will now come to pass. It was so amazing how God linked up in the book of Psalm 85 verse 9 as we close. The psalmist was talking about revival in the land. He said, surely his salvation is now to them that fear him. Now you are that word, that glory may dwell in our land. In the streets. Next verse. Let's keep reading. It says, mercy and what? Truth are met together. So as you are walking in the street in truth, the Bible says that I have great joy. My children are walking in truth. As we begin to walk in truth, Jude 20 says that looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So as you are walking in truth, mercy will come and meet with truth. Are you following me? So what Pastor has taught us is not just pie in the sky. You can see there, one revival, right? Say, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Next verse. Truth shall spring out. The truth that has fallen down with all of us stand up in the earth. And righteousness are looked down from heaven. Next verse. Thank you, my Lord. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good. And our land shall yield our increase. It will restore towards the years the locust has eaten, the cacao one, the caterpillar, and the palm one. Is there any other verse after this? Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up to our feet as we pray. Let's sing this song. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. You know, Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah something. He said, Jeremiah, what seest thou? He said, I see the rod of an almond tree. God said, you have seen well. So I will do what? Hasten to perform it. I didn't mention a scripture, just comes to me again. When Esther and Co, when they went to the king, for in order for them to revise the decree, he said they sent posts. Someone just mentioned it. He said they sent posts. I think it's in Esther 8:14. He said they post, they hastened. You see, what we're talking about is just a spin-off from our social. He said when they sent posts, in order to revise it, the decree has been sent to try and hinder the manifestation of sons of God. That's why you see all you see. And the sons must manifest. You see, but you see, it's like you have fixed the time. God has set that time in his mind. Satan too has sent a decree. So you must now overtake. To nullify. Because if you are slow about it, he will do it too. We will not have no more dark ages. I give an example that comes to my heart. Just before I fought, had the Bible service, the time had been set. Everything was in place. They had put up the marquee. And we are rejoicing that tomorrow is going to be a glorious day. All of a sudden, Satan kicked up a storm. Before you knew it, it took up just about 10 minutes or 5 minutes. The wind just came, blew down the marquee. And I think it's tomorrow. So what do we do? We'll do what Sarakwe did. She was standing in the office of her prophet. You know what she said? She called those people. He said, come rain, come shine. That thing must be up tonight. Hasten it. He said, what's it? I will come tomorrow. He said, no, you are coming today. Tonight. Do you get a picture I'm trying to paint? The tent is down. Truth has fallen in the streets. So do what she did. Mommy will come. Pastor will come. Then the tent will be down. He said, I've furnished the table. I've done everything. They said the tent fell down. So where would the guests go? So at times Satan will attack before time. We have to listen. What does he say? As we close. Esther, what does he say? Saw the post. Esther, saw the post that rode upon mules, that is you and I, and camels went out being what? Hasten. Say what? Hasten. And pressed on. Pressing toward the mark of the price of the icon of God in Christ Jesus. By the king's command. The Lord has given a command. And the decree was given at the Shushan, the palace. There is a decree that's gone forth from anyway. But all that decree has gone forth from the apostles and prophets that God has raised up. That we should hasten the time and hasten the day. Don't ever sleep like those 10 virgins. The Bible says that they slept off. Ephesians says that awake. Thou that sleepest. He was talking to the Ephesian church. They had the high revelation of it. And Christ shall give you light. He said, redeem the time. Because they had the highest revelation, but they were not redeeming the time. He said, speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making. He's the same that's walking in the spirit, period. That's what he told them. Don't let us sleep. Don't let us be like the Ephesian church. They had the revelation, Pastor Clement was preaching. The hope of calling everything. They slept. He said, awake, awake, awake. Pastor, awake, 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 awake. No, say, awake, awake. He said, don't sleep. He said, I will Christ will give you light. And when you have that light, he said, do walk circumspectly. Not as fools, a foolish virgin, but as wise, become a wise virgin. Because the time is very short. Redeem the time, why? Because these are evil. Understanding what is the will of the Lord. Don't tarry, wait for it. It shall surely come. It shall not tarry. Let's sing this song. Glorious things of thee are spoken. Please play the organ. Zion City of our God. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, glorious things of thee have spoken, Zion City of our God. He hills cannot be broken. Sing one more stanza, verse 3. Savior, 3. This is 4. Savior,
for Zion City. I through grace am bound. Let the world deride or pity. Fail you glory in thy name. Fading is the worthless pleasure. And his bow, step up and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure. None but Zion still reigns.
Let's put our hands on our heart and let's lift up our hands unto heaven. The sign of surrender has been taught under covering. Let's talk to the Lord briefly about these things we have heard. They are about to happen. It is certain. He that shall come will come. I will not tarry. Let's receive mercy and grace to redeem the time. The days are evil. Let us walk circumspectly as wise, no longer as fools. Praise the Heavenly Father. We confess our sins. And so we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness, blocking our right standing with God. In Jesus' name, we have life in abundant measure. Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me that we, your house, are the pillar and the ground of truth. I come to ask for mercy and grace afresh to use the blood, the word, and the spirit to hasten the day and the hour by daily walking in truth under the covering of said spiritual fathers. Even the pillars of smoke you have set in your temple, I will no more go out. Thank you, Father, because by your mercy and grace, as the glory manifests under submission, Lord, will fill the whole earth with your glory as waters cover the sea, thus breaking, ruling, and discipling the nations of the world, and give a befitting close to this age. In Jesus, let's pray in tongue. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Say, Father, we confess our sins and so clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we have life. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father, we thank you because healing is the children's bread. So under covering of our set spiritual fathers, according to the word of God, we send your word of healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We declare that himself, the word, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, and the Holy Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead gives life to our mortal flesh from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, that by the word and by the spirit you will perfect healing in our mortal flesh from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's pray the spirit. Radaka santea mapaka ko bekede bebedi kaka repaka tamasa shekede be pango pike rapako kai randebe sata bekam pao pandoi bekala babatan kom pam pam shekala babapaka ka sheka pao pao bakale bebedi kaka ka rambakande rapakande rapako kai wabale rana matatai sheka pang bon kengala mamaya mingaru bat Santea, Rapacatole, Ronebela, Ronde Benecaca, Congo, Begale Beberiana, Ranana Masata, Jafrike, the Bala, Ronda, Baca, Sato, Jafrike, Banga de Beberia. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to do this at home, amen. Let's now join our hands together. All right, let's join our hands together. In Jesus' name we have life. Under the covering of our spiritual fathers, we declare that the Lord bless and keep you. Lord, make His face to shine upon you. Lord, lift up the light of His countenance upon you. And may the Lord your God give you peace. Lord, grant you to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Cause you to possess the gates of your enemies, including the gates of death. And so you will live and you will not die. You will declare the glory of God in the land of the living. You will declare the glory of God in the work of your hands. We put the name of the Lord upon you, even divine love. And we say the blessings of Joseph rest upon your head. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we release upon you the anointing of Enoch, of Abraham, of Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, amen. I say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell them about you hasten day and the hour by walking in truth, circumspectly. In Jesus' name, amen.